This is KGOU. I'm Brian Hartzinski. After last year's deadly tornadoes, private insurers paid out over $1 billion in claims. FEMA also chipped in $15 million as part of its individual and household assistance program, but nearly three-quarters of that program's applicants were denied. As part of our series Tracking the Federal Aid Money, Kate Carlton Greer reports on the decision-making process that left much of central Oklahoma out of luck.
On the evening of May 20th, 2013, James and Cheryl Pennington stepped outside their home in Moore to find debris everywhere. The tornado had left a devastating trail, and they weren't exempt from its destruction.
Well, the front door was blown out, and we've got the roof and windows and some inside damage. And the roof leaked the next day. I think it started raining, and we had water pouring in the kitchen.
It was a bad situation, but other families in the city had it even worse.
The whole house was gone except for the bathroom we would have been in if we had stayed.
That's Susan Montesano. She and her fiancé were living in a rental home with their two young kids, Brayden and Aspen, at the time of the tornado.
There was a tree that fell in on the kids' bedrooms, which was in our front yard. Our kitchen kind of fell on itself. Our garage was gone. Our living room was gone. Our couches were gone.
Friends urged her to apply for FEMA assistance, but she wasn't very hopeful.
We didn't have renter's insurance, so they're probably going to be like, well, you didn't have renter's insurance, so we're not going to help you out.
Meanwhile, James and Cheryl Pennington did have insurance. It paid out enough for them to start repairs, but not enough to finish the job. James assumed this was where the government aid would kick in.
I thought FEMA was going to help us a little, and I thought, well, man, that's great.
Both families were among the more than 15,000 Oklahomans who applied for FEMA individual assistance, but only one quarter of the state's residents were deemed eligible. Susan Montesano was one of them. She received nearly $15,000 in assistance. That's substantial, especially when the average amount awarded statewide was just over $4,000.
Because of FEMA, my daughter got a bed, a real bed, and we got to get a new crib for Brayden, and then they got their own little sheets, kind of like what they had before. And it's just nice to be able to make everything back to the way it was supposed to be if it hadn't happened.
But the Penningtons weren't as lucky. They were denied because they had homeowner's insurance, even though it fell short of covering all their damages. Kelly Kane with the Oklahoma Department of Emergency Management says that's the way the system is designed.
If you have insurance on your property, if your property or your belongings are going to be replaced through insurance, then you're not going to qualify for that FEMA assistance as well.
Kane says the federal government wants to make sure it doesn't duplicate aid homeowners receive from other sources. Still, after the storm, she and other state officials urged all residents to apply, even if they didn't think they'd be eligible. Some people who were underinsured did end up getting FEMA aid after all, but Cheryl Pennington says that in her case, she got her hopes up, only to let her down in the end.
People kept coming by, you know, insisting on me to pursue the FEMA thing like it was going to turn out to our benefit, which it was just a waste of time.
Without enough funding to hire contractors to finish repairs, James is doing the work himself in his free time. He hopes to finish by the end of the year, but it's been challenging and slow going. It's a hard lesson survivors of other disasters have also had to learn, that the safety nets they thought would be there to help sometimes aren't, so getting back on your feet and returning to normal life can be a difficult process. For the Oklahoma Tornado Project, I'm Kate Carlton Greer.
Funding for the Oklahoma Tornado Project comes from the Corporation for Public Broadcasting.